You are listening to In Studio with Nathan Pauls, Program Director for 91.1 The Globe. Today I have with me Seth Avitt of the Avitt Brothers Band. It's a pleasure to sit down with you, Seth. How are you doing today?
It's my pleasure, Nathan. I'm well, man. Thank you for taking the time. I'm honored to be on.
Yes. And same goes to you. It's an honor to speak to you. You guys have a big weekend coming up. Your album release on Friday, the third Gleam on Loma Vista Recording and Concord Music. And then on Saturday, you guys have a concert at the Charlotte Motor Speedway, which, little shout out to our listeners here, we've got a couple of live stream tickets for that that will be available to you guys, but we'll get to that later. So yeah, just the concert sold out. It's a drive-in concert, and it sold out in 2 minutes. So you guys had to open up to live stream. How was that for you guys? Like, what was your reaction when you found out 2 minutes?
Well, actually, Nathan, I'm just finding out from you right now that it only took 2 minutes. So I guess either I'm not so on top of things. I did know it happened quickly, but yeah, that figure of 2 minutes, that you saying it just now was the news for me. So I think it's incredible. It's exciting, and it's pretty clearly a sign of the times. I don't know how many 2 minute sellouts we had when we had more than one show left for the whole year, but this is the only show that we have right now, and God willing, there will be some other opportunities to make some creative things happen to be able to perform again. But as it stands, this is the only one on the calendar that's going to happen, which is very out of the ordinary for us, but it's really exciting. I don't know. I mean, the show itself is going to be more of an experiment than anything else. I mean, I think that there's plenty of opportunity for technical challenges, and I think in terms of like safety and everything, I think it's going to be pretty straightforward, and I think that our fans, regardless of how they are viewing the pandemic itself, I feel like we just have some incredibly respectful fans. So I feel like it's going to go off without a hitch in terms of the social distancing and all that. I'm really confident about that. But technically, we're just doing all kinds of things that we've never done with the FM radio station being the way to hear the music, and the visual, and then all that. There's just it's going to be an experiment. So I really feel like it was just as valuable as a show. Like the show itself is just is really only half the value. The other half is all of us just having something to look forward to. That's been a really valuable thing over these last few months,
Yeah.
And so yeah, I mean we're really excited. It's gonna be interesting if nothing else.
Awesome. Music wise, we're gonna get things started off with their most recent single, Back Into the Light, the Avitt Brothers exclusive live recording on 91.1 The Globe.
All of these fathers with their bald spots, pulling the car line, dropping kids off, the sons and daughters of their parents' wounds, parents of their own. It makes some sense if some was made of me. Sometimes I don't see love in anything. And just when I surrender to my shadow, I snap out of it. And I step into the light. I step back into the light. Sometimes my mind feels like a valley, so I take it to the bar. I fill it up like an ocean, drown my troubles in, just to find out what good swimmers they are. It makes some sense if some was made of me. Sometimes I don't see love in anything. just when I surrender to my shadow, I snap out of it. I step into the light, I step back into the light. When my dreams feel like a rusty rail, I slapped on a coat of paint, and as the layers cracked and chipped and fell, this wretched life is all that remains. It makes some sense if some was made to me. Sometimes I don't see love in anything. Just when I surrender to my shadow, I snap out of it. Yeah, I snap out of it. And I step into the light, I step back into the light. I step into the light, I step back into the light.
91.1 The Globe, Back Into the Light, an exclusive in-studio recording by the Avett Brothers. That's off of their new album, The Third Gleam. Your guys' single, the first one you guys put out for the new album, Victory. Just a little bit, can you tell me a little bit about that? Like, what led you guys to choose that song as your lead-off song to introduce the album to the world?
You know, well, Loma Vista was big in that they've been pretty motivating and very excited about the new record. And this is our first time working with them, so they were big champions of that song as a lead single. And generally for me, and I think this is true for Scott as well, by the time we're at a place where we have a whole record, there's not going to be any filler for me. So I generally believe in each song the same amount. So if anyone feels strongly one way or another about a certain song, you know, being this thing that we call a single, that's normally fine with me. You know, Victory felt like a good leadoff. It's the first song on the record, and I really feel like it is a best foot forward sort of sound. You know, just from the very beginning of the song, I feel like it's kind of a nice place to be, and I feel like it represents pretty well the sort of the sparse nature of the record aesthetically, and also sort of a good little helping of what you're going to get out of the record, which is, you know, a bunch of heavy thought and a lot to chew on subject-wise. But yeah, I felt like I agreed that it was a good representative of what the record is. And it just felt right for it to be the first step.
Well, you said it's heavy stuff, and I'd agree, listening, looking over the lyrics and stuff, but kind of on a lighter note, in the song Victory, you talk about broom grass. Maybe because I'm a native of Pennsylvania, I'm not quite sure what that is, but when I looked at the lyrics, I wasn't quite sure it was. So what is broom grass?
Well, it's like what it sounds like. It's very much like wheat. A lot of the fields around here, it's a common type of grass around here. I mean, I'm not sure if broom grass is a nickname or a technical name, but it's kind of rigid, but is really common around here. And Scott brought this onto the table, and that was the line that really sort of invited me into it. And I feel like that image, even if you know what broomgrass is or not, I feel like it really it lays that image out there pretty beautifully in terms of connecting with like solidarity, like solitude very, very melodic sort of bed of music for this discussion of being completely alone.
Yeah.
But in a way that feels settled and okay.
And that's what's coming up next. We've got Victory by the Avett Brothers, a live in-studio version right here on 91.1 The Globe.
I don't write because I don't think. I don't have a need to speak. I don't see the bright side quite as clear. Accolades and happy days, they don't ever last. Stories of courage clouded up with fear. In the broom grass I would lie, glimmer in my eye. The sun smiled back on me, from victory I tried to match eternal life. How I led my life, of course, I was forced to retreat. And from victory, I accept defeat. Waxy green and yellow walls, outside my windows fall, covering light I thought I'd see. Am I sad or am I sick? What's at the root of it? Do I throw my hands and quit? Something tells me no. In the broom grass I would lie, glimmer in my eyes. The sun smiled back on me, from victory I try to match eternal life. How I lived my life, of course, I was forced to retreat. From victory I accept. Worries on all sides of my mind, in silence, my darkness is denied. In the broom grass I would lie, glimmer in my eyes. The sun smiled back on me, from victory I try to match eternal life. How I led my life, of course, I was forced to retreat. And from victory I accept defeat. From victory I accept defeat.
Ninety-one won the Globe. That was a live in-studio recording of Victory by the Avett Brothers. Today I'm talking to Seth Avett. Transitioning more to the entire album as a whole, in an announcement you posted on YouTube, you said this album was finished before the pandemic and the recent protests that swept across America. How did these events affect the way you view the album now compared to when you first finished recording it?
Well, I guess there's a little bit of surprise on my part in terms of how some of the lyrics seem to speak directly to this specific time. But I think that the lesson in that is that, and I alluded to this in the mission statement a bit, but I think the lesson there is that a lot of the overarching themes of our lives, of human existence or a human condition, at least the American version of it, you know, the more challenging things and the things that bring us joy, the things that challenge us, the things that we suffer, are not really time specific or era specific or chapter specific. They're more part of our fabric, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, after we finished the record, you know, then all hell broke loose with the pandemic, and then we, you know, our country sort of headed into our most current chapter of civil rights, and it was odd to me to look at some of the lyrics and see that they connected to this time, but again, that's not a coincidence, you know, like all of the themes that matter are always all of the themes that matter.
Thank you for that response. It was
sure,
good.
Sure.
But kind of going a little bit back to the concert, we kind of touched on that a little bit at the beginning. So it was originally drive-in, and then because the ticket sold out, it's now live streamed. And we at the Globe were fortunate enough, we're able to get some live stream tickets. We have a handful of those.
Nice.
We're going to be giving away. So that's pretty exciting.
Nice.
Hope yeah. to snatch one myself, but I don't know if it works that way. Anyways, I was just kind of thinking about it. I know that kind of like the back and forth with the audience is a big part of live shows. So how is that going to work? I mean, it's going to be a little bit different. We have people on the World Wide Web watching through their screens, and then you have people listening on their FM radios in their cars. So how will that work?
Well, I mean, I tend to feel and believe that our connection is more complex than that and not so simple. I don't feel that we necessarily have to be touching or to be you know, in close proximity to one another to connect, you know. And I feel like a big part of you know, our conversation with God is, you know, it's about faith, you know, it's about believing in some things that aren't concrete, believing in connections and experiences that are not handed to us on a silver platter, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not, I mean, in a lot of ways, this is really incredible that we can do this at all. And I think that we need to be focusing on, you know, the gratitude that we should have, the blessing of being able to do, you know, really anything with the world as it stands, and you know, doing things in a different way, in a new way, I think is something that everybody has shown can be done, can be achieved, you know. So I don't know exactly how this show is going to feel, but I'm going into it thinking that it's going to feel awesome, and believing in that, assuming that you know, we don't need to be right in front of each other to know that we're communicating and that we're joined together through you know, all of the things that make us, you know, all the joy and all the pain and all the transitions, you know. So I think it's going to be different, but I think we're all going to learn something from it, and there's going to be advantages, you know. I mean, it's great being able to sit in your car and listen to music, and it's great being able to maybe take a little road trip and to do it safely, and it's awesome if, you know, maybe people are you know, enjoying a certain kind of level of comfort they wouldn't normally if they're having to stand next to somebody you know, elbow to elbow or on top of each other or whatever. So who knows, you know. I don't know, but I feel like it's going to be awesome.
Yeah I like that, going into it thinking it's going to be awesome. I have to, sounds like a
it
good
is.
Word of advice
it
just
is.
For a lot of situations.
Yeah, no, that I mean, that is it. I mean, it's not going to do you any good to think that it's going to be a drag, you know. I mean, we're not playing a show for it to be a bummer. Like we're trying to enjoy it, man. Let's get
mm-hmm.
together. And,
amen. Yeah.
And yeah, you know, sing along and get into it.
That's a great way of putting it, Seth. Up next, a live studio version of "I Go to My Heart" by the Avett Brothers, right here on 91.1 The Globe.
Find out I am nothing. Who am I without my name? How do I stop this emptiness from growing? The dumb instructions coming from my brain. I go to my heart, my knees, beg and take me, darling, please. I will follow you, I promise I have changed. I've been gone for years and know, but I am back for good to show that I will never stray from you like that again.
That was a live studio version of I Go To My Heart by the Avett Brothers right here on 91.1 The Globe. Seth, I got one more question for you. Looking, scrolling through you guys' music catalog on Spotify and all those different platforms, I can see that you guys, this isn't your first Gleam. I'll just say it that way. You've had The Gleam, which was released fairly early in your guys' music career as a band, and then you have the second Gleam. So now, on Friday, we have the third Gleam. How do you see number three connecting back to the other two?
Well, Nathan, to me, the series feels very unified. It's a similar process each time. You know, the album cover, for God's sake, is the same on all three. There was a longer period of time between two and three than there was between one and two, but same personnel, same engineer. Doug Williams out of Winston-Salem, North Carolina. He brought gear to my house. Same general setup, you know, just a couple of instruments, Scott and I's voices, not a lot of fuss. You know, that's kind of the whole point of the Gleam series, just not a lot of fuss. Basically, very little collaboration between Scott and I in terms of writing. You know, I wrote four songs, he wrote four songs. We play them together. We lift each other's songs up, but we don't pick them apart. You know, we don't add a bunch of superfluous thought or editing. We just keep it really simple, keep it very uncluttered, and we're basically the Gleam is it's not really about exploration. You know, like pretty much all the exploration happened in the writing. All of the color, all of the. In my mind, everything that makes it sort of interesting in terms of narrative is in the writing. So everything else is just about documenting it, finding the feeling, but keeping it simple. So to me, all three of them kind of check those boxes, and that's kind of how we've set the series up to be. I'll be excited to get into the fourth as soon as we can.
So. The Gleam series is a little bit more about stripping back the instrumentation and kind of letting the word shine forth. Would that be an accurate way of putting
it? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's really about stripping away anything and everything that you can, just for the sake of of simplicity for the sake of a start presentation, from the artwork to the songs, to the recording process, to the you know, the videos, just bringing it back to a you know, sort of the nucleus of the creative station, which is Scott and I's songwriting, and just presenting that and pretty much that only.
Thank you so much, Seth. That's all I got for you. Once again, awesome. Thank you awesome. So much for sitting down with me and just hashing it out over your new album. Got the third gleam. There's three of them. The third gleam is coming out this Friday, and then you guys have a drive-in and live-streamed music at the Charlotte Motor Speedway. That's at 8:30 this Saturday. So, and Globe listeners, we got a couple of live-stream passes for you guys. Stay tuned for those. But once again, Seth, thanks for taking the time. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure, Nathan. Thank you so much, brother. We will see you soon, man.
All right. God bless.
All right. You too.
We've got one more song to finish off the program, Prison to Heaven, the live studio version by the Avett Brothers, right here on 91.1 The Globe.
Just long enough to give me some directions home.